few years ago, turning an idea of yours, a passion of yours, into a website was a complicated thing. You needed back-end code, front-end code, probably a database, authentication, then you needed to deploy it. Luckily today, things are very different because we have Replit, where your creativity can run without limits. Thanks to Replit for sponsoring this video. Now, something I do a lot here at Gary Explains is benchmark and measure things, from CPUs to microcontrollers, from GPUs to AI inference and AI models. And at the moment, I do all that measuring and benchmarking using spreadsheets. Hundreds of them, way too many spreadsheets. What I actually need is a benchmark web app with a database. Now, personally, I do actually have the skills to implement such a web app, a simple version, mainly because I'm not really a front-end kind of a, you know, HTML, CSS, I'm not a designer. So it would be pretty clunky, but I could do it. But I also don't really have the time. But with Replit, this idea, my ideas, can have wings. What I'm showing you here is a full benchmark hub. It's a web app. It stores benchmark data. It allows me to visualize it in graphs. I can do comparisons. There's even an import feature and much more. So how did I make it? I used Replit and described my idea in plain language. Okay, so here I am inside of Replit, and you can see on the left-hand side here, I've got various different things, the projects that I've got, the published projects that I've got, things that I've integrated them with, and so on. And here in the middle, the main feature, the ability to type in a plain language prompt and get Replit to build your idea. So let me cut and paste in the prompt that I'm going to use. Create a website for storing, analyzing, and visualizing benchmark data across a variety of domains, including, but not limited to, measuring tokens per second of different AI models on different hardware, the performance of a processor in a PC, the performance of a processor in a smartphone, various measurements for microcontrollers like frequency, current draw, performance. These are examples. The site must be able to store any kind of benchmark data. Well, that's what I want. That's exactly the thing that I need. So that's what I'm asking for. And I go ahead and I just submit it. Okay, so the build process has started. We can see on the left-hand side here, it's coming up with a plan. I'll build a full stack benchmark data platform, a place to store, and, you know, and it's going through what it needs to do. On the right hand side, we'll start to see the website take shape and take form. Okay, so here's the initial results. And as you can see, it looks exactly what we need. There are benchmarks for different categories and so on. Now, I do need to prompt this probably a couple of more times. I need to add in an import functionality. And I also would like it to make it an invite only based sign up, because this is not a public site for every Tom, Dick and Sally. This is also this is basically just for me. So let's paste that one in here in the prompt bomb. Add authentication. This will be an invite only website, so I don't need general sign up. What I need is a fixed admin account with the ability to change the password and a way to invite specific people to join. And then you go ahead and say, work on it. Do some more, please. And after those few more prompts, this is the final result. I also used the prompt to add the import functionality. As you can see, you can import as a comma separated file or as a JSON. Gives you kind of an example of what format it needs to be in. You can just drag it over and all your data can be transferred straight into the app. And the authentication has been added correctly. Look here, Bench Hub is invite only, contact an admin to get access, but I know the username and password, so I can log in. Replit also added the invitation system. So if you go here to admin, then here you can see there are invites. There are two expired ones here to dummy addresses, and you can do new invite, type in the email address, and they get a link and they can sign up and so on. So all that got built in by Replit as well. Now, once your web app is ready, you can publish it either on a free subdomain by Replit or using your own custom domain. All you need to do is make some DNS changes. In both cases, it's Replit that provide the hosting, the database and the storage. You can also make a mobile app for your project that runs on iOS and on Android. Now, you can preview that very quickly using the Expo framework. That's what Replit uses. And there's the Expo Go app that you can download, and that allows you to see it in action straight away. However, you can also build a native version that can be uploaded to the two main app stores. The gap between having an idea and turning it into something real has never been smaller. Now is the time to seize your idea and turn your ideas into reality over at Replit.com. More details, including discount codes, can be found in the description. Okay, that's it. I'll see you in the next one.